5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad on this early Monday morning, the 17th of Shawwal, 1444. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وعرفات جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians brother Junaid Khan and brother Riyaz Hussain نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Shawwal 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26 Surah Ash-Shu'ara and verses 49, 50 and 51. So the magicians were brought, and then they threw whatever they had, their ropes and their sticks and what have you. And thereafter Nabi Musa alayhi salam cast and threw his asa mubarak, his stick mubarak, and it gobbled up and swallowed everything of theirs. The sorcerers, magicians realized that this is something supra-logical, and that is mu'jiza, miracle. Almighty Allah blesses and confers upon the prophets and messengers. And remember, it's not something you can learn in a school or madrasa or university. So they realized and they went into sajda and they proclaimed and pronounced and announced their faith. This is the way of the tinpot dictators you see in the Arab world, Muslim world today. So exactly the new faraina, the new pharaohs we have. So what did he say, the pharaoh, now to his sahirin, to his magicians and sorcerers, then those who were dabbling in witchcraft, but now they're making tawbah and repenting. And now he's further humiliated in front of the entire crowd, all the spectators. So chapter 26 and verse 49, call, he the Pharaoh says, Amantum lahu, what? You brought iman and faith and conviction in him, in Musa alayhi salam and so forth, and Almighty Allah, qabla an adhan alakum, before I gave you consent, before I gave you permission, innahu lakabirukum alladhi, verily he is your chief, he is your elder, he is your captain, and lakabirukum alladhi allamakum al-sihr, he is the one teaching you all the sorcery, magic, jadu and witchcraft, and which you are dabbling in. فَلَسَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ, and soon, not now, immediately, that in the distant future you will come to know. First I will torture you, I will persecute you, and do you know what I will do after that? لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ. If you know the Arabic language, then you will know the word here is تَقْطِيع. Then I will cut your limbs into pieces. مَكِيمَا كِيمَا بَرْدَ, that I will make your bones and everything into pieces, amputate you, your hands and your feet, min khilafin, in the opposite direction, your right hand and your left foot, or your left hand and your right foot, and I'll cut it and make it into pieces and shreds. And thereafter, when you are experiencing all the get torture and pain, you will die. وَلَوْصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then I will crucify you and hang you for the public to see what is happening in Saudi Arabia, in the Emirates, in Egypt, and the so-called Muslim Arab countries, and so many other countries. Then you go to America, you go to other places, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, they all do the same thing. There they torture the people, and then when they don't need them, they'll just kill them. Who's there to ask any questions? وَلَوْصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ قَالُوا لَا ضَيْرَ. They said, this is Iman Kamil, perfect Iman, complete Iman. This is their karamat, that yesterday, this morning, Duha, at the time of 9, 10, 11 o'clock, Quran says it happened at Duha, at the time of in the morning, when it was bright sunshine, all the spectators, observers could see. And now, they are pakka, true, devoted, dedicated believers, and they prepared to go for the supreme sacrifice. And that is shahadat. That is the true Muslim. He is prepared to give his life for the cause of Islam. They said, la dara, no problem. You can do whatever you want to. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. Verily, we are returning to our beloved Allah, our sustainer. Life is very short. It's just a sojourn. And our real aim and objective is ridai ilahi, to please Almighty Allah, to please the Master Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that time was Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Prophet Aaron, peace be upon them. See what they said. These are the people who were sorcerers and magicians and dabbling in witchcraft, and now see their iman and faith and conviction. Inna natma'u, verily we have the ardent and strong desire, ayyaghfir lana rabbuna khatayana, that our sustainer, nourisher, provider will forgive us our vices, our sins that we committed. And we want to be an kunna awwal al-mu'mineen, the first group of believers, from the sahirin, from the people who are the group of magicians, or from the qibtiyin, from the Coptic people who were with Pharaoh, but we realize that he is totally on batil and falsehood, hence we embrace the truth. That should be our message for one and all. What is justice? What is the truth? And that is what we must stand for, whether people criticize us, whether people like it or they lump it. Let's take you around the world and tell you about the news, views and interviews. Number one, Syria rejoins the Arab League after approximately 12 years. America very upset. No, you should not have allowed them. They are human rights and they are, you know, this rights and that rights are violated. You America, you harami. Didn't you kill and murder 1 million people plus in Iraq? Didn't you murder 500,000 children in Iraq alone? Leave the other 30-40 countries. China made the whole list of the countries which America invaded or bombed or brought about regime change. I sent it out 2-3 days ago. So what rights you got to speak and poke your ugly nose in the Arab countries? They are corrupted, but you want to be the tinpot dictator for them? So at least it's a good move that at least they get some semblance of unity. There's no unity, but at least it might look like unity. Israel is on a path to apartheid. Haaretz newspapers editorial. Can you believe that? That the Israeli newspaper writes that Israel is moving in the path of apartheid. We told you, the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime. Iran has killed, according to the media, this is, that 500 plus or minus people, and 20,000 were arrested during the protest they had last year that ran for many, many months. Now the EC is going to investigate. But what is going to investigate the president, we don't know. The people who were killed or the people arrested or are going to investigate the police and the intelligence, so that we it is ambiguous. Congo, 400 bodies retrieved due to the recent floods there. So very, very crazy situation, sad situation. Listen to this one. Israeli demolished a school for Palestinians, which was built by the European Union, and this is in the West Bank, and it's illegal. Now, I'm posing a question to you, Jutlas, you haramis, everywhere throughout the world who support Israel, that West Bank got nothing to do with Israel. It's Palestinian land. European Union goes and builds a school there. Ben Gurion, Smotrich, all these haramis, right-wingers, real terrorists, war criminals, they just come, bulldoze it. 60 children, Palestinians were going there, now they got no school. And that is your democracy. You must remember that. That is your only democracy in the Middle East. Therefore, in the Haaretz is written that Israel, the Arabs, are second class. And if you're not an Israeli Arab, you don't hold an Israeli passport, you're just a Palestinian, then you're third class, fourth class, fifth class. They can just shoot you and kill you. Nothing will happen. So this is why we say Israel is the biggest cancer with America supporting it. Poland is losing billions and billions. You must remember this. Why? Because of the oil ban on Russia. So Russia is making deals with India, making deals with this country, that country. So is the European countries that are losing so much. Texas is gone mad. So 7 dead outside a Texas migrant center. This happened yesterday. Now they're trying to cover it up and say, no, it was not intentional and deliberate, but it was, you must remember, a mistake or unintentionally. So, and in the morning yesterday or the other day also in Texas, in Dallas, one person went to the mall. He just took out his gun and he shot 8 people dead. So you can see what is happening. America, guns, all that, people are going crazy. The Jutlas are fighting among themselves, protesting among themselves, 18 weeks in a row consecutively, every Saturday night in the past 18 weeks, they are protesting, and it's thousands, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, over millions of them, if you count them for every week. And Ben Gurion, the haram, the real terrorist and war criminal, he wants to speak there in the European Union speech and so forth. Can you believe that? So the European Union say we don't want him, and if he speaks we will boycott it and so forth. Who in his right mind can give Ben Gurion a podium and listen to him? His aim in life is to kill more and more Palestinians. He even rejected and he said, why did you give the 3 Palestinians who were murdered and martyred by the Israelis, why you gave the bodies back to Palestine? So such a harami, real terrorist he is. See Berlusconi. Berlusconi is from Italy. So he said the European Union is defenseless against China. Meaning if war breaks out, China will clean you up, Europe, in 1 week basically. So that's what he's telling you. You can't even defend yourself and you have to speak against China. India, more than 20 people dead in Kerala in a boat accident there. So that's a big story in India. Rishi Rich, what I told you all, Rishi Rich is a disaster. He's an Asian, he's an Indian, he's 100% pro-apartheid Israel, he's 100% pro-Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, and both apartheid regimes, and Rishi Sunak, the one he says he thinks he's the prime minister, nobody voted for him. See now the figures are coming out. Rishi Sunak and the Conservative Party lost more than 1,000 council seats in England. Just England, they lost more than 1,000 council seats. When they asked him, he said, yes, it's very disappointing. They don't want you. They want to send you back to India, Richie Rich. So remember, these type of things are your news. And South Africa City Press did us a big favor yesterday. The president and the MBZ and the Murtads, remember, are around. They're turning South Africa into a big brothel. And they in the Eastern Cape, in PE and surroundings, they flew in how many women and so forth, all prostitutes. And you must remember that they're having a ball of a time. The wine, dine and swine court is on, and these are the supposed to be Muslims, 100% murtad. And if you got shirk in that, you got doubt in that, you yourself become murtad. So he, MBS, MBZ of Saudi Emirates, all of them, just go read what things they are doing. And the Friday khutbah, another disaster by Abdullah Owaju. Juhani. So remember, these are all scholars for dollars. They sell the deen of Islam and they think the Ummah is blind. May Almighty Allah protect us in South Africa and protect the Ummah at large. Today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah al-Aziz, will be the interview with Maulana Zahid Khan and myself. We will speak about the book. Very interesting. And then, inshallah, that 105 to 130, the tafsir, that will be verse number 21 of Surah Baqarah. We will start there. And 130 to 2 will be, inshallah, from the archives. 2 to 230, the report back. Very, very interesting. Our trip to the Deir. Our trip to the Deir. Listen to it. Very interesting to me, inshallah. Then 8 to 10, inshallah, tonight will be the Q&A live with Maulana Arafat Hatia and myself, inshallah.
Ustaz, so if zakat can be given to those who are not the possessor of nisab, 50% of Muslims will be ineligible. Is this correct, Ustaz? Can I give to these Muslims, Ustaz?
No, it's not the way you're saying. It's totally wrong. Today we got this Ummah Mufatiyas. You must remember that you will get a person, you will get a Molvi, some Molvi, you will get somebody. They got 2-3 houses, or they got 2-3 cars, they got TVs, they got internet, they got, you must remember, subscription to Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, all shaitans, and they'll tell you, I'm in difficulty, liquidity problems, I don't have cash, and so forth. I have assets, but that are not zakatable assets. A house is not zakatable, a car is not zakatable, and cell phones and all TV and all. But they got all that, but they'll tell you, you must collect zakat. It's totally haram to give them zakat. You must sell your houses, you must sell your cars, you must get rid of the satanic TV. For what you need all these cell phones and all these kind of things, yeah? So the Ummah today, let me be honest about this, and in that program 2 to 230, I'm going to clarify, and I'll name them also. I'll take the names, remember that. So you must listen between 2 and 230, that which organizations are running a racket with the zakat and with all these things. See, I give you one example. There's a kafir Shia coming to South Africa this week here. Which organizations will speak? So you must see all these things here. So you must be very clear on all these issues here. Majority of the zakat organizations today are pocketing the money. And you must remember, majority of the people receiving zakat are not entitled to receive zakat. That is the fatwa. People look for loopholes and try and look for skaldakhari and shortcuts. Remember the jutlas, the haramis, when they did this, Allah says in the Quran, "Kunu kiradan khasiin." Allah Ta'ala made them into despicable monkeys. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Allah transformed them, a metamorphosis took place, and made them into swines and monkeys. Remember this. So don't play with the deen of Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ustad. Sister Irene wants to know, Ustad, where does the Saudi king live, Ustad?
Oh, remember their headquarters, Sister Irene, if you know anything of the Ali Saud, the Saud family, they came into power by hook and by crook, by murdering so many people and so forth. In 1932, 23rd September, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiyah, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, came into power, and their headquarters is in Riyadh. They got one palace in Riyadh. It's over 1,000 rooms. You must remember that. The biggest palace in the world and this type of things here. You go read about them, just put Saud and you will see. But they got 101 other places, you must remember. Every major city got a palace. They got a palace right in Makkah, and that palace there, the ulama at that time told them it's not permissible. But you know, nowadays if you speak, then they will send you to jail, or they might execute you also. So these are the 10 pot dictators running the affairs of the Muslims. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Somebody says there is a brother from Margate says that, AK, why do reverts become Sunni and not Shia? Brother in Margate, Ustad.
Shias are not Muslim, brother. I give you 3 lessons. And I challenge any Shia kafir to tell me I'm talking nonsense. So you must they gave me these books. The Shias gave me these books. You must remember that. In Khomeini writes in Tawdihul Masail, you can make mut'a prostitution for 1 hour. All you who are pro-Shia, sympathetic to Shia, you prepare to give your daughter for 1 hour. But that's what Khomeini wrote in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have. Khomeini writes in Zubdatul Ahkam, you must remember that once the Muta constitution is finished after 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, whatever, 1 month, فَلَا تَوَارُثَ بَيْنَهُمَا وَلَا إِدَّةَ هِيَا. There is no inheritance and there is no iddat on the lady. So it shows it's 100% in prostitution. So that's exactly what we are saying. And the third one, you must remember, in his book, you must remember, of you know, he writes against the Sahaba and so forth and so on. So that is there. So many books of theirs, they criticize Sahaba, especially Sayyidina Umar. Okay, I give you another one. Tell any Shia to refute this one here in Kashan. This is a city in Iran, very famous for its carpets, and the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the second greatest person to walk on this earth. You must remember, the book's name is Kashful Asrar. The book's name is Kashful Asrar. I was just looking for the title, and there Khomeini says that he, Sayyidina Umar, is non-Muslim. See their hatred for Sayyidina Umar. And then the same Sayyidina Umar's murderer, who was a non-Muslim, fire worshipper, Zoroastrian, his name Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. So remember, for him they built a big shrine and a mausoleum in Kashan and they call it Shuja'uddin. I'm telling you clearly now, listen properly, you esteemed listener of Radio Ansar and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Khomeini is a kafir. He's out of the fold of Islam. And if you agree with Khomeini and you agree with their ideology, you're out of the fold of Islam. You must be, they curse the Sahaba. They curse our mother, that Aisha. They curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman. Leave Amir and Muawiyah, and then for that, every Shia curses him. Even now, yesterday I sent out about him. You must remember that Asi, who's coming to South Africa, what he said of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He doesn't know what the hadith, not he doesn't know, he doesn't want to know. Who gave Amir Muawiyah power? Who gave? One day, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, looking at the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions, and on the other side, you must remember, looks at his beloved Nawasa grandson, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He's sitting there on the minbar, on the pulpit. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna bani hada sayyidun. This grandson of mine is a leader. He was not even baligh that time. He was not mature when the master alayhi salam passed away. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's age was 8 years old. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was 7 years old. So obviously they were not even mature. La'allallaha ayyusliha bihi Allah Ta'ala will use him to bring about reconciliation in this ummah. So in the year, remember, 40, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was martyred, 17 Ramadan, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the same grandson of the Master alayhi salam, for whom the Master alayhi salam gave all the glad tidings. So he said that, now, okay, I'm Khalifa. But he said, now I don't want to be. After 6 months, he resigned. He left Iraq, went to Damascus, and handed over the leadership to Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. He ruled this ummah for almost 20 years. Everybody took oath of allegiance on him, on Amir Muawiyah. Whether it's Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, the Ahlul Bayt, everybody took oath. Remember that. So, and these people want to come and tell us stories? Kafir Shias. Remember that nicely. So therefore, when a person embraces Islam, he must embrace Islam according to the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If he goes any way, Shia way, Qadiani way, Aga Khani way, they're not Muslims. It's very clear cut.
So he says, why do Shia Arabs love Iran, Ustad?
So you must remember this, that remember that the people, they love Iran, although they can go do prostitution there.
I've got another one. It says here, Ustad, that it's Felicia. She says, does the Bible mention the viruses we are now seeing, such as COVID and monkeypox? And does the Quran speak of it, Ustad?
Remember that the Quran speaks of everything, but we must go to the Sunnah Mubarakah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must remember that as time progresses, there will be many, many people who will die because of wars. Kathratul Haraj with a ha, not ha. There will be so many sicknesses that you won't find the shifa and the cure. You see people just say cancer, the person is half dead already. So many things that were prophesied is not a prediction, is not a forecast like the weather. This is wahi and revelation revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as mentioned in chapter 53 verses 3 and 4. So Almighty Allah mentions وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيِ يُوحَىٰ, that you Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't speak of your desires, it is but wahi and revelation that is sent to you.
Somebody says, Mufti, I am in big debts with many people. Do I sell my house and pay them, or do I sell my house and move? None of my debtors want to forgive my loan, nor want to extend my time to repay. Anonymous, Ustad.
Of course, you have to sell your house and your assets. You want to lead a life of luxury. Maybe you want to go gambling. Maybe you want to go escort agency. Maybe you want to go betting on the horses. And all these haram things. And now they look for sympathy and empathy. No. You must sell your house and running away. Remember, you know what Nabi alayhi salam said. I just quote for you two hadiths. First one mentioned in Sunan Nasai. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wad-deen. O Almighty Allah, I seek your protection from kufr and blasphemy and debts. The Sahaba were there. They said, so wait the deen of al-kufri, ya Rasulullah. You have equated the debts with blasphemy. So see, qala na'am. The Master alayhi salam said, yes, open Sunan Nasai. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, yughfaru li shaheedi kullu dhanbin illa ad-dayn. That, remember the person who passed away in the battlefield, he made the supreme sacrifice. All his sins are forgiven, but debts are not forgiven. So brother, don't think by running away, you're going to solve the problem, you're creating bigger problems. Yes, they got all the right to tell you, they don't want to give you extension of time, because you're messing them around for 1 year, 2 years, 6 months or so. So then they can attach your assets and so forth. 100% they're justified to do so, Islamically also. So you must start paying them, remember that, and forget all this expensive lifestyle, luxurious lifestyle. That's the problem with the ummah, just to show off. We want to have the best car, the best internet, the best TV, the best computers, and all that. You must remember with the bank money or somebody else's money. So all for all is haram, and you can't take zakat. You must get rid of all those assets.
I see somebody says this. So why is living in Pakistan so difficult? Kumaran Ustad.
So you must remember, you, my brother Kumaran, you know our style. We speak the truth, whether it's India, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's the Arab countries. Look at Pakistan now. So remember, I don't know, Kumaran, if you know Hindi or you know Urdu. I'll translate for you. Choro ki hukumat hai is a government of crooks, you see. When they had Imran Khan, so Imran Khan, they couldn't corrupt him, the Americans, the West, and so forth. He told them that I will not allow you bases here to go and launch attack on Afghanistan or anybody else, and so forth. So they said, we must have regime change. So all these guys who are now in power, Maulana or no Maulana, all of them were bribed, given thousands, millions of dollars and so forth, and then they had a vote of no confidence, and that is how then he was kicked out, and they came in. But now this year's elections, and they're fearing the elections, because they know that majority of Pakistanis will vote for Imran. There might be a landslide victory. So therefore, see, I give you easy example, Kumaran, which you don't know. You know the currency of India, the currency of Pakistan, the currency of Afghanistan is all rupee, okay? You take $1 and you go to Pakistan. And remember, the current rate is fluctuating in Pakistan. For one US dollar, 270, 280 rupees. You go to Afghanistan, and you see, you get between 80 and 90. So meaning that it is so expensive for the people to live in Pakistan, because everything is crashing there. The economy is crashing. People no more trust them. And people know that these are the people, they will sell their soul just to come into power. So that is the truth, my brother. Very, very sad story of Pakistan.
I've got Gideon. He says that, AK, morning, if life is so terrible in Gaza and Hamas, So why isn't there a daily stream of refugees seeking into Israel, Ustad?
Because your haramis don't allow them to come there. Don't you even know they're Judah idiot or what? You know how many checkpoints there are? And you must remember that they allow people to die in Gaza. They won't allow them to go to hospitals. You must know, Gideon, if you support Israel, you're a harami of the first order. You are supporting terrorism. You are supporting an occupying force. And you are supporting such people who treat, you must remember, Gentiles and non-Jews a third class, fourth class. That is your belief that you are the chosen people. And therefore, Almighty Allah humiliates you daily. You must remember that. See Bibi Netanyahu, 18 consecutive weeks, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, every Israeli leader from Ben-Gurion to Bibi till now is a war criminal. You must remember that. That because you have usurped the rights of the Palestinians, you came in as refugees and squatters and you stole the land of Palestine, and you want to come tell me about Gaza, the biggest open prison, remember, in the world. And now in Gaza, when they find gas, then again Israel want to steal that gas. Gideon, you must go back to school and go learn all this. But you see, when I show you a red apple, you tell me it's yellow because you suffer from jaundice. Last question.
I've got Mason here. He says, so what will happen if Russia doesn't pay back its loans? Ustad, Mason.
So why America is the biggest country in the world that owes the most debts to the world, but they just keep on printing. So if America doesn't pay, then why must Russia pay? So just ask the question. You must remember that. Everything they want to get off scot-free. They can murder people. Mm. They can invade countries. They can bring about regime change, but nothing must happen to them because they are the... So everybody is fed up. Therefore, now BRICS is going to be the... You see, now you see, you spoke of Pakistan, Kumaran. So I just give you one thing which you don't know. It will answer the other question also.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Pakistan is going to use the Chinese currency, the yuan. And they're going to buy oil from Russia, but use Chinese currency. You see how it works now? So the ruble, the West said, America and them and NATO, we're going to make the ruble of Russia into rubble. But the ruble and the yuan and the BRICS are getting more and more momentum. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Turkey, all of them want to join them. And many other Arab countries, Algeria and so forth. And the dollar is getting weaker and weaker. Remember, America is dying a slow death. I tell you one more news you don't know. 4,000 banks, 4,000 banks in America are insolvent, bankrupt, kaputs. So you see, so you don't get that in the news. You go check it up and you'll find it. So inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be inshallah about Tabuk, and 2 to 2:30 inshallah our trip to the deer, and 8 to 10 the Q&A inshallah al-Aziz. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.